talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Fall Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every August, and the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which was 2 weekends ago at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And today we're going to be wrapping up our coverage of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. You'll be hearing some interviews from some of the vendors that were out at the home show 2 weekends ago. And in case you missed it, you can listen in and get a sense of some of the ideas and information that was exchanged between the A-list local contractors that were on hand and the public. But before we do that, joining us is Megan Bush, our managing editor here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How you doing, Megan?
Great, Tim. How are you?
Good. Megan, I asked you to sit in on today's intro for the show to talk about the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Yeah, absolutely. We're thrilled with this issue, I think mainly because of our cover story. That is, on our cover is Wyatt Durrett, and he is a songwriter for Zac Brown Band. So if you guys have picked up the new Jekyll and Hyde album, he has written a good portion of the songs on that, or at least contributed to those. So we were thrilled to meet him.
And where does Wyatt live?
He lives right out on Isle of Palms. So local guy, loves the low country, and was just happy to be here, happy to have a home here.
Is he from Charleston?
No, he's not. He's originally from Georgia, but moved up to Charleston. They've been here about 3 years, I believe.
Okay. Probably may have gotten some exposure coming to the Southern Ground Festival that Zac Brown does every year at on Daniel Island.
Absolutely. It's one of their favorites to perform at just because it's right down the road.
And like a lot of people, came here, visited, fell in love, and decided to move to the Charleston area.
Right. Speaking of other people coming here and falling in love with the area and building a house, we have a story called Mastering the Bath, where we've gone into over 50 different low country bathrooms to bring our readers some great inspiration for their own remodels or their own new construction projects.
Mm-hmm. And we around the office call it the bathroom issue, not for any other reason than we focus on bathroom products and bathroom projects here that were performed here in the Lowcountry.
Exactly. And we have some stunning ones, everything from kind of your traditional, you know, you want something that, you know, is just kind of, you know, not crazy unique. But then we also have those very unique modern bathrooms, things you don't get to see every day, especially here in the Lowcountry.
Great, great. What else can folks find in the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine?
We have a special feature that focuses on Chef Bob Wagner, who has opened up in the kitchen with Chef Bob Wagner, which is right on Market Street. You go in, it's kind of like a showroom for kitchen products because they've done a complete overhaul, several different kitchen vignettes that you can cook on and you can use. And Chef Bob teaches a class there nightly. For I think about 8 to 10 guests each night. Beyond that, we also have a designer shade section, and we have looked at different interior design projects and pulled out the color palette so that you can really learn how to mix colors together and what looks great inside a room.
Good deal. You know, back to Chef Bob again. His venture downtown on Market Street, right near Leaf Restaurant. It's really an interesting hybrid company because he does cooking classes, but he's not a cooking school. And you're not going to be sitting in rows of chairs and watching him as he cooks. You are actually cooking yourself, and he's got four different kitchen vignettes that are set up, complete kitchens, and he helps you from start to finish with the prep work, prepping the food, and then cooking an appetizer, an entree, and dessert. And
all paired with wine.
Yeah, exactly. And then you walk away knowing how to cook a signature dish, and it's perfect for, you know, the novice cook and as well as someone who really knows their way around the kitchen.
It's really a neat new concept. You know, you go to a lot of cooking classes, and you just watch someone else demonstrate for you, but this is really hands-on.
Right, and then the other part of it, which makes it you know, really unique, is all of the kitchen products that are in his business. I don't know, you can't call it a restaurant, but in his cooking school, they're all sourced locally, and so there's numerous local companies that have helped Bob out, providing cabinetry and flooring and lighting and appliances and countertops. So it operates as a showroom by day. If any of the local companies want to bring a client or a homeowner that's getting ready to update their kitchen or put in a new kitchen, they can bring their clients to Chef Bob's place and look at all of the different products that are there. So it's a showroom for kitchen products, but it's also a working showroom, a working kitchen, and it's awesome. He can accommodate, I think, up to 8 couples at one given time, and so it's really a nice night out if you're looking for a unique idea to give your take your wife out or your husband out or maybe even your mom with Mother's Day tomorrow. But just do a search for Chef Bob Wagner, In the Kitchen with Chef Bob Wagner, on the internet, and you can get more information.
Yeah, you can sign up for the classes right there online as well.
Good deal. Any other notable things in the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine you want to mention?
Well, I think particularly just accompanying the bath feature, where we went into over 50 different bathrooms, there's also a product guide. So if you're looking for a faucet or you're looking for a tub, we've compiled a list of the most popular items in Charleston. So you can look there to find them.
Good deal. And we don't want to give away the secret of who's going to be on the cover for the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. We'll give you a couple hints. How about that? She's a South Carolina native.
She has a position on the national scene through a television show.
Right. She has been and is an appraiser on PBS's Antique Roadshow.
Yep, and she's lived in New York and L.A.
All right, and she's young too, right?
Yes.
How old is she? About, she's got to be
30.
less than 30 or
30.
Around 30-ish. Yeah. Well, stay tuned. The summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine will be out in late June, so look for that. And we'll keep giving you some hints over the next few weeks. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show and have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm here with Tom of the lovely Charleston One Source Flooring Company. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Meredith. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being part of the home show.
Absolutely.
So tell me a bit about the flooring you all provide.
Well, we've been around. Charleston One Source has been here for about 10 years or so, and we specialize in custom hardwood floors. We're either solid or engineered, a lot of wide plank floors, do items such as walnut, cherry, antique hard pine, antique barnwoods, and then also some specialty woods that are European oaks that have different specialty finishes and features to them.
Well, so I know you guys just had your 10-year anniversary on the 15th of this month.
Yes. Yes. It started out in 2005. And of course, we went the first few years were great years, and then we kind of rode out the storm for a few years. Yeah. But building has come back fast and furious here in Charleston. We've got our mills that are working just as hard as they were 10 years ago. So it's good to see that home building is back to where it once was.
Well, and we're so glad that you were able to make it through that unfortunate storm, as you called it. I love hearing that.
Yes.
But and hope you guys are around for at least 10 more years. So tell me a bit about like antique versus new flooring. And
well, a couple options when it comes to hardwood floors. Of course, antique woods are most commonly milled down from beams. We do have options perhaps with barnwood beams, which would primarily going to be oaks and some other species. Or if they're coming from textile mills, warehouses, factories, etc., a lot of those are going to be antique hard pine. And the reason for that is that you could get, you know, nice long lengths out of it, and it was a very, very hard, durable wood. Most of the antique hard pine came from here in the south, and then was dispersed throughout the country, primarily into the northeast, and then some of that going over to England. So that some of your best hard pine came from the south up to New York, New Jersey, etc., and then it's finding its way back here. So there's a journey involved, and it kind of tracks the industrial age there of America.
Well, and so obviously you really know your flooring. So fill me in, engineered versus solid. What's the differences there?
Well, the differences have to do with the construction of the material. A solid wood floor is going to be the same material all the way through. These days, most of the time, it's going to be 3/4 of an inch thick. Although, depending on the circumstances, you may need an inch thick, especially if it's for an old home that didn't have a subfloor, in which the floor was nailed directly onto the joists. But there are other variations available. The engineered floor is a real wood floor. It is the same material that you would have in a solid, but it is a thinner piece of it. So it may be around 1/4 inch or less thick. So about 1/3 the material that you see that's on top. Properly done, you shouldn't be able to tell the difference between a solid and a real and a engineered floor just by looking at it if it's sanded and finished on site. And then the backer for that is sometimes either plywood or it's a three-piece construction, and that's meant to mechanically restrict the floor from, or the top layer of wood from, shrinking and swelling with the seasons.
Well, and that's very important here in Charleston with our humidity, our precipitation. So you find the same kind of, you know, certain woods are more...
Well, it depends on what type of material that you're looking at and the inherent qualities of the wood. You kind of two things to look at. One would be the hardness, and we all know, you know, resistance to denting or dinging and things like that. But just as important is going to be the wood stability or its resistance to shrinking and swelling over time. Engineered wood is one way to attempt to restrict that shrinking and swelling by mechanical means. It's adhering it to a plywood substrate. But with solid wood floors, there is some woods will shrink and swell more than others. Walnut, cherry, antique hard pine are known to be very stable woods. Then when you get up to hickories and maples and things like that, those tend to really have a lot of movement during the time, during the year. So it's important to know the qualities of the wood, not only the hardness, but it's the stability of it. And then it's determined by what kind of house it's going into as to whether a solid or an engineered is the right floor for you. And it really comes down to the individual environment that is going to be installed. There's no blanket recommendation as to which is better, solid or engineered.
Well, and so obviously people really need to know, you know, all these facts, get in with an expert like yourself and really find out what they need and what will work with their design, correct?
It does help to talk to somebody and kind of begin your search and take a look at some options. And we're happy to talk with anyone at any time about their wood floors.
Great. Well, Steve, how can people get in touch with you if they're needing this revamp or putting in a new house?
You could contact us online. Our website is charlestononesource.com. And then you could also drop by our showroom, which is at 826 C Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. Our phone number is 843-278-1751.
All right. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me. We really appreciate you being part of the show.
Absolutely.
All right. Hi, I'm here with George Brown of Applied Sciences of Charleston. How are you doing today, George?
I'm great. Having a great show.
Well, good. So glad to have you here. We really appreciate it. So tell me what Applied Sciences does for our community.
Okay, we are a power quality company. We provide power backup for emergency power for governments, for homes, for businesses, and we take care of power problems.
So power problems. For residential, residential consumers, what can they expect from your service?
Generators, UPSs, power conditioners, surge protection, the whole gamut for the home as well as for business.
Great. And so what is this just intriguing little contraption?
Right. This is a generator just to demonstrate the effects of lightning and how we control it with this. When lightning strikes, it causes a surge, causes power problems, and the UPS and power conditioner aberrates that, solve the power problem from lightning.
All right.
That's what that is, to just demonstrate the lightning, effect of lightning.
Well, yeah, it looks like little strikes of lightning. Now, with Charleston being next to the coast, you know, sometimes we have these severe storms. Is there more of a need for it in our area?
Oh, yes, they are. And we are home all the time. We never leave. When there's a power problem, we're on station.
Oh, wow. So that's impressive. You guys are always there.
Always there. Yeah. That's right.
So, also, people are, you know, how long will this kind of service last? You know, if they have this installed, this kind of thing go on for?
Okay, it depends on how much runtime a client wants. We can back up from an hour to months. We can back up the whole city with enough generators and batteries. So determined by what the power needs are for the business or for the home.
And so you all are locally owned and operated, correct?
Yes, we are locally owned, but we are partners with Eaton, the manufacturer of our equipment.
All right, and that is impressive stuff that you guys, you know, partnered with them, locally owned, everyone loves that. And again, high demand for this sort of thing. So how can people get in touch with you if they're, you know, in need of your services, which sounds like pretty much everyone is?
Right, they can go to our website, which is a long website. It's listed in the magazine. Our phone number, 843-853-3488.
Well, George, thank you so much for speaking with us and just helping the community with such a necessary service. Hi, I'm with Shoshana with In & Outdoor Cabinetry. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate it. So tell me, what do you focus on with In & Outdoor Cabinetry?
Well, I focus on the outdoors. It's a passion of mine. I have a high-density resin product. This is one of our new finishes. It's a graphite, and it's a high-density. It's got the PVC on the interior with stainless fasteners, and it can just be hosed off, which is awesome. So people love it because it's a lifetime product, and it just has to be hosed. But then I also do indoor cabinetry, all your typical indoor stuff, bathrooms and stuff. But I also picked up a closet line. Real Closets. I'm now a dealer with them too, because
great.
A lot of the times I go into people's homes and we have a good rapport, and I start on one thing and then they lead me into different rooms in the house.
So, you know, I can do this. I can cover it. I'll help you out with this one too. So people love outdoor living here, you know, on the coast in the Charleston area. Do you find that certain areas are a little bit more perceptive, a little more persuaded into your businesses?
Well, it's interesting. I'm just finishing up a project in Bell Hall, which is in the center of, you know, the inland of Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm. And then I've got another one off of 61, which is still, they have a river behind them. But I'm finding that people all over the place want their kitchen and their grilling area. They want an outdoor living space.
Well, so, and the economy, that's, you know, really, you know, going up. How's it affecting business?
I've been so busy. It's wonderful. I have jobs going with the indoor, jobs going with the outdoor, jobs going with the closets. I'm also a designer with Shelf Genie, as you know.
Oh, yes.
So I've got jobs going there, and it's busy. It's really good. It's healthy.
Great. And organization is so important. I know that's a big focus of yours, especially with the closets, correct?
Yeah. What I like to do is a lot of times people don't think about how they can move something around. Mm-hmm. People think all their cans and things have to be in the pantry, when sometimes they're better off on a shelf or in a Lazy Susan, and sometimes plates and things are better in the pantry. It just depends where things are positioned in their home and how often they use it. So I come in with the ideas of what are you using, when are you using it, how often, how heavy is it, what level would be the best to lift it up. And we do a lot of reorganization, which costs nothing before I sell them anything. And I won't sell anything if they don't need it.
Yeah. Well, that's quite admirable. And so, do you find that some of these finishes are a little more popular with your clients?
Well, the weathered finishes are the most popular. There's a desert tan, there's a driftwood color, which is this one.
Oh, pretty.
Then I've got the graphite. And then the solids, the this is the silver birch is the most popular.
That's nice looking.
And there's also a Spanish moss. No, that's driftwood. Black. People like black.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yep.
So the weathers are the most popular.
Yeah. Now, do you find you get more business at certain times of the year when people are doing the installations of pools or any sort of outdoor kitchen maintenance, building up their outdoor kitchens?
It's pretty much year-round because we only have about 2 months here. So it really depends. Tax time is big.
Oh, yeah.
So like March, people are thinking about how much money they have from tax time. And then we'll see, you know, how it goes around. But I stay pretty busy year-round between all the businesses that I do.
I'm sure. And you just kind of run the gamut of all sorts of things for the home.
Yes.
Are there any sort of extras that you kind of find are a little more popular? People just, like I said, little extra things that you can do for the home.
I think what they appreciate most when I come in is I'm extremely candid and functional and practical.
You are.
So that's my style, and they like that because I really don't want to sell anybody anything that they don't need unless they absolutely want it.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to help them think practically so they can run their budget, you know, along. They're going to have countertops, a lot of times flooring and painting and electrical. And I try to make it so that the cabinetry part of it is really going to serve the purpose and not do more than that if that's not what they need.
Well, and that's quite respectable. About how long does the installation process go?
Well, on the outdoor cabinetry, it takes about 8 to 10 weeks to get it in. And then it can be installed within a week, typically, you know, different facets of it. The indoor stuff takes about 3 to 4 weeks to get in. And that can be installed anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks, depending on the size of the kitchen. The shelf genie takes about 4 to 6 weeks to come in. And that can be installed in hours. And same with the closets, can be done in hours, depending on the size.
Wow, that's impressive and a bit surprising, actually. So organization, obviously very important. Again, outdoor living, people just love it. So you must be really busy, like you said, with the economy going up. And so thanks so much for speaking with us. How can they get in touch with you if someone's interested in your services?
Well, they can definitely call me, 843-670-1392, or they can go to the website, which is inandoutdoorcabinetry.com.
Right. Shoshana, you are always such a joy to speak with. Thank you so much. Great seeing you. All right. Thanks so much. Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design at the Daniel Island Show. Hi, I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Bruce with Low Country Custom Pool and Spa. How are you doing, Bruce?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Thanks for asking. I'm doing quite well. Yeah, nice breeze out here.
It is. Beautiful day at the Home Show 2015 out here at the Tennis Center on Daniel Island.
Well, so this is probably the best weather, you know, to start going out to your pool, doing a little sunbathing. Do you guys do a lot of work in the winter to prepare people for the nice weather?
We really do. You know, people start thinking about pools in Charleston as soon as we get through Christmas. So once we get to January, everybody starts thinking about, oh, I want to go ahead and get my pool in. And they start planning then, when the planning actually needs to start prior to the holidays even, you know, October, November, because once January gets here, everybody calls us up and says go. So then it becomes a big long line, and we want to make sure everybody's able to swim when the warm weather gets here. You know, today it's beautiful, it's going to be 90 degrees out today, and everybody's calling me asking me when their pool's going to be ready to swim, and I'm like, it'll be ready in July. So yeah, we definitely need to work on helping people plan ahead for big projects like this. It's it's a drawn out process with planning and then permits, and sometimes like Daniel Island, we have ARB we have to deal with, which can extend time on permits as well. And then the construction of the project also.
So about how long will it take to do the whole pool planning, installation, all of that?
It can take anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months, depending on the project. If it's as simple, it could be a simple pool and pool deck with a fence, all the way up to an elevated pool, hot tub with waterfalls and fire features and outdoor living space. A lot of people think just because we're a pool company, we just do pools. But we're actually a outdoor living company. We do outdoor kitchens. We do outdoor dining rooms, outdoor living rooms, fireplaces, fire pits, pool decking, driveways, sidewalks, fencing, you name it. If it has to do with the outside of the house, we do it. So.
Well, you guys are more of an outdoor living company then, aren't you?
We really are. And, it's really hard to get people to understand that. The nice thing is I'm actually a licensed general contractor. I'm the only licensed general contractor in Charleston that is a licensed pool builder that builds the pools in-house. So we can come to your house and we can do the entire project under our company. And most of the work that we do is in-house. I don't do a lot of sub work. So we do use some subcontractors because it's specialty stuff, but 90% of the work that we do is with my own employees.
Well, that's pretty impressive. You are the only general contractor in this area. Do you find that you get more requests in certain areas like Kiowa, Seabrook, Daniel Island, Johns Island?
We do. Our specific work area is actually pretty tight. We've been in Mount Pleasant since 1994 when I started my company, and we really work the East Cooper area, Isle of Palm, Sullivan's Island, Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant. We do some stuff downtown, Onondaga, just because of our proximity, and a little bit on James Island. We try to stay in that area because I not only meet and talk with all of our potential customers, but I also do all my own project management. So to try to expand our area to too large of an area makes it difficult for me to be able to go to those specific areas and make sure our projects are running the way that I had planned them, designed them, and also to make sure they're on time.
That sounds like a load of work. Do you have a big in-house kind of staffing? Do you have a partner?
I do have a partner. My partner's my wife. She runs my office. She runs our service business. She does a fantastic job. We also have a girl in our office that helps us do all of our scheduling. So our office is fairly small, but it's family owned and run. It's great, working with my wife every day, and she does a fantastic job of making sure that I stay on task. So.
Well, sounds like a great wife, and everyone loves supporting the local businesses. So, also, one question. Your social media presence, your website, those are both great. So tell us, what's your name on Facebook again?
Our name on Facebook is Low Country Custom Pool and Spa, and you can look on Twitter, hashtag Low Country Pool. We are on Houzz, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Pinterest. If it's on social media, we're on it. We have a big presence on social media. We really work hard at it. We really are very focused this year on service and maintenance. We have an incredible service and maintenance crew. I have the guys that are with me have been with me quite a while. They do a great job. We're very service oriented. We're very customer service oriented. We try to make sure the jobs are done correctly the first time, the first visit. Our service business is outstanding as well. So, we do really focus on making sure our customers are happy and their pools are clean, and when they're ready to swim, all they got to do is dive in.
Well, those are very important, obviously. And so I've seen some really cool work on your social media pages. Tell us how people can get in touch with you other than social media.
You can get in touch with us by just calling us at the office, 843-886-8988. You can email us at lowcountrycustompoolandspa@gmail.com. You can look us up at Low Country Pool, lowcountrycustompoolandspa.com on our website. You type in Low Country Pool on Google and you'll have more information you ever wanted to know.
Well, that's awesome. Wish I was installing my own pool right now. You really made it sound amazing. Thanks so much for talking with me.
I appreciate your time and have a great day.
Thanks, you too. And I'm sure I'll see you around the home show.
I'm sure.
All right, I'm Meredith Poston and I'm with Low Country Custom Pool and Spa. Meredith Poston here at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, and I'm here with Richard of Sunview General Contracting and the Tech of Charleston.
Solar Tech of Charleston.
Solar Tech of Charleston. I am sorry, but you guys do a lot of solar, kind of renewable energy, correct?
Yes, ma'am, we do solar. This panel here is a Margate panel that's designed in Germany, and it's manufactured in Georgia, and it's clean, renewable energy. Solar is really big these days. A lot of people are getting it. This is the top-of-the-line panel. It comes with the inverter built in, so you don't have the inverter box built on the side of your house. Cumbersome, big, and so it's all easily installed, and it's cost-efficient. The cost of solar has went down 75% within the last few years. You get tax credits, 55%,
wow,
for a limited time.
Yeah, they run out next year,
yeah,
correct?
And also, the Nikki Haley has signed into law that the power companies have to pay you back penny for penny what you pay them if you use more, if you generate more energy than you you need.
Yeah.
It goes back into the grid and the other people get it. And now we'll talk about the Sunview General Contracting phase of operation. Sunview General Contracting has been in business for 10 years. It is a locally owned and operated family business. And my brother is the owner and operator. I am the builder, the estimator, and I do a lot of the work for him. We build sunrooms, room additions, remodeling, interior, exterior, decks, screen porches. We've been in business, like I said, for 10 years. We're A1 plus, A1 rated plus with the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, wow.
And we've also, we do roofs and metal, tile, and shingle as well. And, well, that's pretty much about it.
You guys kind of cover all bases, huh?
We do plumbing. We got what we call turnkey construction.
Ah, okay.
We start from the bottom and work our way to the top. As soon as we walk out the door, all you got to do is turn the key and walk in. Your room is finished and it's beautiful and wonderful. We guarantee our work for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
The products that we use are guaranteed per the manufacturer's warranty.
Well, that's great. You offer that kind of warranty. And, you know, just like I said, so many bases covered, you know,
yeah,
so much that you guys really provide.
Yes.
You know? So are there any other services that you kind of want to cover? I know the lower utility bills and the renewable energy, people are such fans of now.
It is huge. It's popping up everywhere. Everybody's trying to sell it, but a lot of the panels that are being sold around town aren't the quality of this panel right here. We do sell the top of the line panel, and we have technicians trained and certified to install them correctly. They went to the company, the manufacturer, and had classes to learn how to install them properly. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
Wow.
Local company, family owned, and family operated. Low overhead, low prices. So,
yeah. Well, so if you're going to do it right. Go with you guys, huh?
That's right. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Well, such a pleasure speaking with you. And let me know, how can customers get in touch with you?
Our number here is area code 843-532-9157, and that is the direct line to the owner and operator, Eric Moulton. He is the president, and he would be happy to serve you. And the solar panel number is 843-330-2979, and that's the same guy, so you can talk to him. Either phone you call, you can talk to him about either issue. He knows it all.
Well, great. Love working with, you know, knowledgeable people that really know their business, locally owned and operated. Everyone likes that. So, Richard, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hi, I'm Meredith Poston, Social Media Director for Charleston Home and Design. We're at the Charleston Home and Design Daniel Island Show, and I am here with Justin with Rhino Shield. How are you, Justin?
I'm good. And yourself?
Well, and so you're with Rhino Shield. Tell me a little bit about your company. It's kind of a solution to painting, but an alternative, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's an alternative. Lasts a lot longer, has built-in mildicide, comes with a 25-year warranty, no questions asked. They come out, they fix it if you ever have an issue with it. So it's a pretty good company, and they stand behind what they do. They've been around, and they're nationwide.
So you said it lasts for about 25 years. How long, kind of in comparison, does paint last?
Paint can generally last anywhere from 3 to 5 years, 7 if you're lucky.
So is there a big price difference in Rhino Shield versus paint?
Yeah, there's about a 2 to 3 times more expensive, but you get what you pay for.
Yeah. Well, and you said 2 to 3 times, but considering, you know, you said 5 or so years, that's still much, much less pricier than repainting, correct?
That's true. You end up saving in the end.
And so visually, is it comparative? Is there a big difference?
No, it still is aesthetically pleasing as paint.
Nice. Do you all have any sort of like colors you find more people are attracted to? Anything especially in this area?
I would say that the historical Charleston colors are a big pick and very popular amongst this area.
And so are you in the Tri-County area? Do you focus more on certain like Kiowa, certain areas, anything like that?
Not particularly. We travel all over South Carolina, so if you're in Greenville or if you're in Myrtle Beach or in Mount Pleasant, we'll come to you.
So you guys are kind of the South Carolina company of Rhino Shield, huh?
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. So just, you said guaranteed to last for 25 years. Are people more drawn to it if they are planning to stay in their home longer?
Generally speaking, and I find that people who make that investment are wiser.
Yeah, it sounds like it. They're kind of doing the research, finding out what would last longer, a better investment.
Very correct.
Yeah. So does it add sort of up the value of the home if they do Rhino Shield instead of paint?
It does increase the value of the home because Rhino Shield has a lot of added features, as it'll protect the home, the longevity of it. It'll also insulate it, sound dampen it. And it also has a transferable warranty. So if you ever sell the house, you can transfer that savings onto somebody else.
Well, and I noticed protects a bit against UV rays, rain and wind. So those are really important here in Charleston, you know, being a coastal town.
Especially with the sunlight and the sea weather and the arid climate that, or the subtropical climate that you guys have here.
Yeah. And so are you based in Charleston, you said, the company, but it's a national company.
Yes. I actually started working out of the Michigan office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So are there locations kind of in every state or?
Pretty much. I mean, there's one in Missouri. There's one in Louisiana, Mississippi, anywhere, Texas. Every state has its own office.
Nice. Well, so how can people get in touch with our local Rhino Shield?
You can simply look for us on the web, or we have a number for the local Rhino Shield.
All right. So Rhino Shield, 843-884-1992. And Justin, thanks so much for talking with me.
Nice talking with you.
Hi, I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design. We're at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. I'm here with Scott from Mosquito Nicks. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, thanks for asking. And so Mosquito Nicks, you guys must be in really having a busy season right now, huh?
We are. We are swamped right now.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
Yeah. We are also excited about all the mosquitoes, getting all the bug bites. So you guys can help us not get those, you know, ward off the creatures. How do you do that?
Well, we have two different ways we do that. Our best tool that we have is our automated misting system. It's an automatic way for you to control the mosquitoes in your yard in a permanent way. We install an automated system in your yard that goes off 3 times a day and sprays for about 45 seconds each time and actually emits a biodegradable botanical insecticide known as pyrethrum. It actually kills the mosquitoes in your yard. Yes. And then also we do yard treatments, which we call quick nixes. That's where we have one of our specialists show up at your house and spray all the foliage down in your yard with a time-release solution that lasts up to about 3 weeks, and we can get rid of the mosquitoes that way.
Well, and so because we are, you know, on the coast and everything, is there a bigger demand for that kind of service? Do we have more bugs around here?
Generally, yes, we do, but the southeast itself is just buggy. Have the most bug. Yeah, that's where our type of companies seem to do the best is in the southeast and in Texas.
Oh, wow. So Texas and southeast.
There's plenty of bugs to go around here,
yeah,
for sure.
I'm sure. Well, so if someone wants to try and, you know, get off those little pests, get them away from their yard and themselves, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, they can just get reach us, phone number 843-619-3033, or you can find us on the web, mosquitonickscharleston.com. That's
all right. Well, Scott, thanks so much for speaking with me. Always a pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, I'm Meredith Poston here at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, and I am here with Paul and Wade of Kitchen Magic of the Low Country. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful, thanks.
Great. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us and being part of our show. So tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Want to go ahead and start first, Wade?
Yeah, we're a kitchen company. We do counters, cabinets, cabinet refacing, do pretty much everything but the floor and the appliances.
Yeah, you guys cover it?
Yeah.
Make the kitchen happen?
Absolutely.
Yep.
We have a lifetime warranty, which no one's offering that around here, so you can't beat that.
Yeah, absolutely not. So lifetime warranty on hardware, the cabinetry, all that?
Yeah, cabinets, countertops, everything, yes.
Wow. So what kind of countertops can people get from you?
They can get granite, Corian, quartz.
Yeah, we do three different types of quartz, so I mean there's a huge selection.
Oh yeah. So Kitchen Magic of the Low Country. Are you guys a local company then? You must be?
Yes, we're located off of East Bay Street.
Okay, so downtown, everyone
yes.
loves that.
Yes.
Are you all locally owned as well?
Yes, yes we are.
All
most
right.
definitely.
Great. Yes, well and so you guys, how long do you think it would take to do like a full kitchen makeover?
And see, that's one of our mottos that we can do it in less than a week.
Wow, I'm actually kind of blown away by that.
Yeah, the refacing is really quick. Once we get in the home, it's 3 to 7 days.
Wow. All right. Well, you guys have been impressive to speak with. So let me know if someone wants to get their kitchen made over, you know, complete little less than two weeks, I guess, thing, get some new stuff, cabinetry, anything, how can they reach you?
Yeah, you can reach us on our website at kitchenmagic.com.
All right. And Wade, Paul, anything else you want to... You little duo
want to
kick in with?
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Thanks again for being part of it. We really appreciate it. Can't do it without you guys. I'm Meredith Poston at the Charleston Home and Design Daniel Island Show. I'm here with Caroline with Energy One America. How are you doing, Caroline?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for asking. So tell us a little bit about the company you work for.
We are locally owned and operated. We're here on Daniel Island off of Clements Ferry Road. We are the largest privately held spray foam company in the United States.
Wow. So are you all locally owned?
Yes, we are.
Well, and I read recently that you all were named top 20 fastest growing businesses in Charleston.
That is correct, yes.
Well, and number 4, 2 years in a row?
That is correct, too.
Well, that is quite impressive. So, spray foam, what does that do for the home?
It makes the home more energy efficient. In an existing home, you can put it underneath the roof line, underneath the floor system, and we can inject it into the walls. In new construction, it can go in the whole outer shell of the home as well. A couple things that it does up in your attic, prolongs the life of your air conditioning unit, drops the temperature in the attic to about 20 degrees within the temperature of the thermostat. Closed cell foam can make your roof 300% stronger.
Wow.
So lots of things. The biggest thing is dropping your electric bill about 40%.
Wow. So pretty much everyone would like to have this kind of thing going on in their home.
Everyone should have spray foam in their home.
Does it help with any sort of intrusive kind of creatures or weather?
It helps with all of that. If you put closed cell foam underneath your roof line, it makes it 300% stronger during violent weather. If you put it underneath the floor system and in the attic, it keeps the critters out, bugs out, dust, pollen, all that kind of stuff. So it's really good for people with allergies or any kind of respiratory issues.
Well, and those things I know are just big deals around here. We have the violent weather. We've got all that pollen. I know it's killing everyone right now. And we have, you know, the pest control issue around here with all the bugs, the rodents. So it must be a really great market.
It is a really good market. I get phone calls. I have rats and snakes in my attic. Do you want to come on out? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah. I'd love to see those critters firsthand.
I've not seen one.
Well, that's great. So about how long does this process take?
The way the process works is I would come out and talk to the homeowner, evaluate the home, and get them an estimate. And when they say yes, we come out and we spray whatever it is that they signed up for us to spray. It depends on the size of the home, to answer your question. But we've done some large homes in Dunes West with mega roof lines in like 5 or 6 hours.
Wow, that is...
We can get it done fast.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And so you said new construction, existing homes. Mm-hmm. Does that kind of like cause any sort of obstacles with new construction or the existing homes? Either.
Obstacles. I can't think of any obstacles.
Yeah. No. I didn't know if perhaps the existing homes, you might have to do more of the like existing foam, also, you know, existing, kind of having to get all that out first.
Well, sometimes, yes. What we'll do, I understand what you're saying now.
Sorry.
Sometimes we'll remove what's on the floor. In other words, if they have had critters in their attic, if the insulation on the floor has had critters or it's been wet, we definitely recommend taking it out. Mm-hmm. So it might be a 2-day process where we would come in and remove the insulation on the floor, whether it's bats or blown insulation, and then we would come in the following day to spray foam underneath the roof line.
Well, and this process, you said it can take, you know, 6 hours to 2 days. So how can people get in touch with you all to kind of get an estimate?
The best way to get in touch with us is to call or check out our website. Phone number is 843-388-6260, and the website is energyonespelledoutamerica.com.
Well, and do you do estimates, come to the home and kind of let people know what it's going to cost, how long it's going to take?
Yes, I go through and tell them what to expect, and then later on I will email them a proposal and let them know what it's going to cost and follow up with a phone call.
Well, it sounds like something, like I said, everyone in the area needs. So while you're fourth in the county for fastest growing businesses.
Thank you very much. It was nice to meet you.
Well, so nice to meet you, Caroline. And again, I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design at the Charleston Home and Design Daniel Island Show.
If you're just joining me, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Charles Hudson with Hudson Designs. How are you doing, Charles?
Great. I'm doing really good.
Good, good. Charles, you are an architect by trade. Take a moment and tell everybody about Hudson Designs.
Well, we started off in 1984 as Fullerton Associates, and then when I became partner, we switched over to Seymour Fullerton Hudson Designs, and when one of the partners retired, I took the firm over from him and changed it to Hudson Designs. We specialize in, you know, high-end custom residential. We can do low-end. We can do pretty much anything. Some light commercial, of course. About 20% of our business is commercial, mm-hmm. Downtown area.
Gotcha. Would that be light commercial?
Light commercial. I think one of the bigger things that we've done is the Apple store. We did the facade for that before
really?
Gensler came in.
That's impressive.
And they did their interior. 160 East Bay is one of my projects. And there are a couple others downtown that we've done. But like I said, the bulk of our work is still high-end residential.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, that's terrific. Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to residential construction, remodeling, you know, sometimes people choose an architect. The smart ones choose an architect. Some don't. What do you have to say to folks that might be thinking about doing a construction project in the future? Why should they hire an architect?
Well, obviously, depending on the complexity of the project, I would say at the minimum, at least consult with somebody who's in the business. Most people that try to do it alone usually end up at somebody's doorstep because, one, they couldn't get permits. Two, they found out that they couldn't, put their porch on or extend the house out like they thought because of setback regulations. I would say the biggest advocate for, or the biggest reason, I should say, for using architects because, you know, we know the laws.
Mm-hmm.
And they change yearly with the different codes and energy efficiencies that we have to deal with. So I would say the best thing to do is, at minimum, at least talk to somebody before you make a decision if you want to hire somebody.
Mm-hmm.
At least get some information before you can, you know, tackle a project or any project.
Sure. You know, the one thing that might be an impediment to hiring an architect is, as people are doing their due diligence, they start their research and they say, oh my gosh, you know, it's so expensive to hire an architect.
Yeah.
But when my wife and I built our house, we had an architect, and I would say that an architect helped save us money. So it was an expense, but we ended up with a much better house mm-hmm. than we would have on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, there were some mistakes that we were able to avoid having an architect on board, so it actually saved us money.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, well, me personally, because of, you know, where I work, I mean, we our main focus is on Kiowa, you know, Seabrook Island, even with a lot of my friends. In fact, somebody said it last night to me. It's like, you know, I'm trying to talk to them about arranging lights in their house. And they're saying, well, I just can't afford you because you're one of those Kiowa architects. And mm-hmm. I'm going, you know, that is just like nails to the chalkboard to me. Because, you know, there's so many different structures that you can do in trying to afford an architect that, you know, we're just as flexible as anybody else. But the percentage of work, the cost to do the work, is still the percentage of the cost of the work. So whether you're doing, you know, 1% of a million or 1% of a 10,000, it really doesn't matter. It's still a percentage. So, you know, I think the biggest mistake you can do is not have an architect, and all mm-hmm. of a sudden you end up paying more to try to find somebody to come in there and fix it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm definitely an advocate for that.
Sure. You know, sometimes homeowners that do go it alone, they feel like maybe they've gotten to a certain point in life where they've had so many experiences that they can do without an architect. Mm-hmm. You know, I can think of a couple of examples where people have actually said, okay, this is the floor plan I want for my mm-hmm. house, and they go to a draftsman mm-hmm. to draw it up. And the draftsman typically will say, sure, they're not going to make any suggestions. This is what you want. Hey, mm-hmm. you're the customer. I'm going to give it to you. Mm-hmm. Rather than an architect will make those suggestions and say, well, there might be a better way of doing this. Mm-hmm. Is that been your experience?
It has. And one of the things that helped us grow as a company, of course, is to ask the right questions. One of the things that we do with our clients, we usually give out a questionnaire because, just like you mentioned, with some of the smarter draftsmen or architects or designers, I say, because there's a lot of people out there that aren't licensed, but they still do pretty decent designs, is just asking the right questions. Because the biggest one problem that we have, or had, I should say, before we corrected it, was, you know, we had a client that usually was downsizing. They had a 6,000 square foot home, and they're trying to downsize their living room, and they gave me a size that they wanted, but they never said that they're bringing grandma's oriental rug.
Mm.
And now you got a 20 by 15, you know, rug you're trying to fit in a 10 by 15 room. It just mm-hmm. doesn't work. And that was a mistake you make once,
mm-hmm.
and that's never going to happen again,
because
we're going to ask the better questions. Because we can always ask what size you want, but we never say what are you trying to put inside of it. So mm-hmm. those questions need to be asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can think of an example where our architect, she kind of asked us to make a wish list mm-hmm. also, mm-hmm. and we had a wish of having a rooftop deck,
mm-hmm.
and. We would have been really, really, really happy with like a little 4x4 space up on the rooftop deck.
That's right.
And when she came back, it was like 15 by 15 feet. And if I had been the decision maker, if I had been the one who was, you know, designing my own house, I would have said, I want a 4 foot or a 5 foot by 5 little rooftop deck.
That's
up
right.
there, a little crow's nest or whatever.
That's right.
And what she came back with was a space that was big enough to entertain up
right,
there.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So it opens up all sorts of possibilities that a little 5x5 rooftop deck.
That's
and,
right.
That's and that's
right.
just that's just one example.
Yeah.
And you know, I can think of other things where some of my neighbors had built these mother-in-law suites, but it turns out there was something going on with the city of Charleston at that time where they made some mistakes and approved these in the
That's
flood
right.
zone.
That's right.
And we wanted a mother-in-law suite too. And so, you know, we went ahead and we said, this is what we want. And she said, well, you're not going to be able to do that because it's in the flood zone.
That's right.
And so once again, if we had had that draftsman, we would have submitted the plans and they very likely would have said, you can't, no, you're in the, this is in the flood zone, it's not going to work. And
that's
then
great.
And then you know, you got the builder that's all lined up ready to go. Now it starts to cost you money.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we also get clients that come in that, you know, they want open house, an open floor plan, a very open house to, you know, take advantage of views or just really just be able to see all the things that they've attained over their lives. But the one thing they forget is that they also have artwork. So how can you have an open house without walls?
That's true.
So we ask those questions too. You know, do you entertain? Do you have artwork? What type of furniture are you bringing in? Do you have kids? Is this going to be the house or is this going to be a house? I mean, so the talk changes depending on, you know, where your future is with these with the homes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, like I said, asking the better questions really helps out everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your architect did a great job of they opened that space up for you. So that's good to know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Charles, how long have you had your practice?
Since as a partner since 1985, under Hudson Design since 2004.
So you've been mm-hmm. an architect since 1985.
Yeah.
Have mm-hmm. you also gotten your marriage counseling license along the way?
Well, that's one of the things that you really you get burnt in pretty well with that after you have having a clients argue right across the table from you, and you're trying to resolve it because a lot of clients don't talk to each other before they come into your office. So
right,
yeah, yeah. So that definitely is
right.
Something you learn pretty quick.
They look to you. to be the authority to tell the husband or the wife that they're the ones that are crazy.
That's the wrong one. That's right. That's right. And usually it's a contemporary or traditional thing. So you can make it blame.
Right, right.
So it's funny because if you can get them laughing at each other, it goes pretty smoothly.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I've always heard that the architecture is the easy part.
It's navigating
with the husband and the wife, right?
That's true. That's true. And then they're grown kids too.
They have
an opinion.
So. Well, give me an example of maybe a very challenging project that Hudson Designs has had over the years.
Well, I would say most of them are pretty challenging. I would say the best one was hopefully a house will get featured in one of your magazines. It's 236 Eagle Point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that lot had a lot of setback restrictions to it. But along with that, we had square footage restrictions. You know, we had height restrictions. We had V-zone, A-zone restrictions because part of the lot was on a V-zone. But it worked out. I mean, I'm really proud of that project.
Yeah.
I would say most recently that was one of the major ones. In the past, I mean, there's always projects that are challenges, but, you know, it's convincing some clients that, okay, well, you can't have this big house if you didn't buy a lot to fit the big house.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some people have changed lots, and some people haven't. You know, so it's just a matter of just, you know, talking to people to say, okay, this is the right direction to go in instead of going, you know, down this road that we know we're not going to, it's going to end up into a dead end.
Right.
I would say that's about the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, trying to keep things as simple as you can and,
mm-hmm.
and be very honest with people. You know,
right.
I think people can accept the truth better than trying to, you know, go down a road to a lie. You know, that's the best thing I can say.
Right. Well, there's a mindset that homeowners have, and that is that if I'm going to spend all this money on a house, the outcome is going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantee mm-hmm. that the outcome is going to be fantastic. It's there's a lot that could change, and there's things that if you're going it alone, the worst thing that you want to have happen is for the project to be done and for you to have regrets.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just throwing a plug to people that why they should hire an architect. You never want to. There's so much money riding on the construction of a new house or a remodel project. You never ever want to be finished with the project and have regrets. And mm-hmm. and if you have an architect on board, you know, the chances of that happening are very, very small, because that architect, that's your job. You're tasked with wanting to make sure that the homeowners are completely happy at the end.
That's correct. That's correct. And you know, like I say, getting back to what we do as a firm, we always ask people if they have an idea of what size rooms they want, of course, in our questionnaire. But to help them go along with that idea of what they think a size would mean to them is we tell them to go out and buy a tape and actually measure the space that they have, measure the furniture that they have, you know, measure the heights that they have. And that way, if we're talking to them about, you know, their dining room size or, you know, what their expectation of what this house is going to look like, at least, you know, people have an understanding of the volume of what it takes to get that view that they're looking into.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than, you know, say, for instance, you know, me driving a car at 100 miles an hour and you driving a car at 100 miles an hour. You know, if I'm driving it at 100, it's not going to feel like 100 to me, but you feel like we're, you know, running down the road. Where if you're in control, then it's not going to feel as fast. So it's giving, you know, that owner and that client the controls to say, okay, this is what I want. This really is what I'm expecting. Do you think this is going to work out?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is going to be yes or no. I mean, we can deal with a maybe, but it really depends on what you think it's going to turn out to be being a client.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to make sure I get it as close as I can.
Right.
Because sometimes what you want is not going to work out.
And sure.
Like I said, I'd rather hurt you with the truth instead of, you know,
Having a surprise later on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, tell everybody how they can get more information about Hudson Designs.
Well, we have a website. It's www.hdiarchitect.com, no S on architect. We also have a Facebook page. You can go to Charles Hudson and have Hudson Designs there. We can also be reached at 768-0662.
Okay, terrific. Well, we've been talking with Charles Hudson, architect Charles Hudson with Hudson Designs. Thanks so much, Charles.
All right, thank you.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.